Hello and welcome to the first Talking EduTech podcast. My name is Ross, and over the coming months I shall be sharing my thoughts, ideas, tips and techniques in relation to technology enhanced learning. With the Talking EduTech blog, I hope to provide some advice and guidance on learning technologies for educators everywhere, regardless of their skill, ability or knowledge. I will be answering your questions and queries using the hashtag TalkingEduTech, or you can tweet me at RossTheTechie via Twitter, or if you prefer, comment or contact me via the blog talkingedutech.co.uk. Okay, in this podcast I shall be introducing the benefits of podcasts and the different ways in which educators of all abilities can create valuable learning resources. So, what is a podcast? Essentially, a podcast is a method of media delivery. Usually this is audio, but sometimes this can be confused with videocasts or screencasts or video logs, vlogs, and involve video content. But essentially, we're just talking about a straight audio recording, usually downloaded via MP3 or streamed over the internet. What can they be used for? So in everyday life, podcasts are generally used as a way to condense information, such as things like radio shows and blogs and discussions, news stories and things like that, in a condensed format that can be used on the go. In education, there are several ways that can really benefit the learning experience for learners. They can be used for e-assessment, being able to track learners' thoughts and reflections and submitted via a VLE or via email. They can be used by tutors for sharing recaps and lesson summaries of key events from the week's sessions. They could be used for flipped lectures, where tutors may deliver the discussion part of their lecture that the learner would access online before applying the practical in session. They could be used for tutorials, discussions, or giving learners instructions about particular tasks or activities. They can also be used for delivering things like audiobooks for supporting speaking and listening communication skills. The really good thing about podcasts is that they're ideal for personalising and differentiating the learning. And because they offer on demand, they are very good for offering flexible learning as well. So, what do you need for a podcast? So, in the first place, you're going to need some kind of hardware. This will be the thing that you'll use to record your podcast. Traditionally, this might involve perhaps a computer, a microphone, a sound interface, a sound card, possibly some headphones as well. And to follow that up as well, you'll probably need some software, some recording software, or even using mobile devices and apps dedicated to the course. One of the most common software applications available is a program called Audacity, which is freely available to download from their website. It works on Mac and also Windows platforms, and it's a very simple, straightforward audio recorder. All you'd need then is a computer to record with and a microphone in which to plug in. Furthermore, there are also alternative online software platforms, one of which I'm using for this, which is Audioboom, which is also available as an app. So I have the flexibility which enables me to record on the go on my mobile phone and upload it directly to my stream online. Okay, next, you're going to need something to say. And this is probably one of the most important things about any kind of e-learning or technology-enhanced learning content delivery methods, is that what you've got to discuss has to be beneficial, it has to be worthwhile, it has to have a purpose. If there's nothing that's being sort of gleaned from it, then it's almost pointless. So you need to think about what the purpose of your podcast would be. Is it relaying information? Is it sharing facts? Is it updates? And then try and think about how you could deliver that. Perhaps write a script, some key bullet points, or as something that I'll be exploring later on in these series of podcasts will be interviews and discussions with other experts in the field, essentially to get a more collaborative and a radio style approach to some of the content that we're sharing. It makes it a little bit more interesting and engaging for the listener. Okay, so once we've got our hardware and once we've decided what we're going to say and we've recorded the podcast, then we're going to need somewhere to store it, somewhere where it's going to be accessible for learners. And there's a whole range of different options here. On a very straightforward level, you could use your virtual learning environment such as Moodle and upload the audio directly from your computer for learners to access online. You may also decide to use things like Dropbox or Google Drive, where a learner can open the folder and download the documents as they need them. Or alternatively, you can use the methods like I'm using for this podcast, which is using a blog and apps and applications like Audioboom. There are others out there as well. And you may also want to try and get this, get your podcast connected to iTunes, so that learners who have access to iOS devices or even iTunes on a PC will be able to access that as well. And that kind of leads me on to my final point really about the content being accessible for learners. We can have all the best hardware in the world, we can have the best things to say, and we can stick it in all the best kind of places, but it's all relatively pointless if it's not accessible by your learners. So sticking it in an environment where learners don't have access to all the equipment or tools to access it, then you're very much going to limit and it's not going to be personalised and flexible for your learners. So think about things like the format. Is it going to be WAV? Is it going to be MP3? Is it going to be downloaded? Is it going to be embedded? Do your learners have particular devices such as Android or iOS? Perhaps survey them first to find out what they want and what's, you know, compatible with what they've got. And then also consider things like, certainly if it's instructions, perhaps including links to the written versions, perhaps a transcription or something like that, to better support and differentiate those bits of content as well. Okay, thanks for listening. That was very short and sharp. But feel free to follow me on Twitter at Ross the Techie, or please ask some questions using the hashtag, which is Talking EduTech. And I look forward to talking to you next time. Thank you.